This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, there are these rumors that President Trump is dead. Those are social media rumors. Although, look, I got to tell you, there are a couple of rumors. And look, I grew up in the era where, you know, we dealt with the rumors that Paul McCartney was dead. And we took it really seriously, some of the clues that Paul McCartney was dead. And there are clues that Donald Trump is dead and has been replaced by a substitute, by a lookalike. They found somebody who looked just like him, just like with Paul McCartney. They found somebody who looked just like Donald Trump. And they replaced him. I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but President Trump is actually taller than Vice President J.D. Vance. But in some recent photographs, Vice President Vance appears taller than Donald Trump, indicating that it's not the real Trump. And also, I actually tried this, and I heard it. If you play the national anthem backwards, you hear the words, "I am dead." Those are two clues. If you know of any other clues that might indicate that President Trump has been replaced by a lookalike, the Oakenheart Jeweler Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, it's Wednesday already. This is cool. Wednesday already. The Saints are playing Sunday. I mean, this is exciting. Whether you're going to the game, listening to it, or watching it on TV, the Saints are back. And not only are the Saints back, but this is a new era for the Saints. This is the new post-Drew Brees, Sean Payton era for the Saints. And I was just talking to Steve Geller, just ran into Steve in the hall, and I was just talking to Steve about these jerseys. I mean, I don't remember seeing these jerseys before, these gold jerseys they're going to wear Sunday. And I think they're going to probably, I don't know, are they going to combine them with black pants? I would think it would be cool if they would combine it with the gold pants. But then the two golds would have to match, or they'd have to get new pants. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I think it'd be cool if they were in all gold, but it might be gold and black. But anyway, I said, Steve, these are new jerseys, right? And he said, yeah, these are alternative jerseys. These are not the gold jerseys they wore in the past. And he said some people have been saying that these seem to be tanner, a little bit more tan than the other blue jersey, the other gold jerseys that the Saints have worn. So these are brand new jerseys. The Saints haven't worn. It's going to be an alternative uniform. I can't wait to see the Saints in all white with the new white helmets. Don't know when they're going to do that, but that is going to be awesome. But I think it's cool that they're opening up the season with a brand new jersey. It kind of helps usher in this new era of the Saints. I'm excited about the game. I know the Cardinals are looking to have a much better year. And they're not going to necessarily be an easy team to beat. I mean, I hope we wipe them off the field. And I have a sense that the Saints are going to be different. And even when the Saints lose this year, I think we're going to see an effort. And one of the things that you and I have seen over the recent years is sometimes, and there were times when Sean Payton was coach and Drew Brees was the quarterback, there were times that it just looked like the Saints didn't care. They were at home, and it's like they came out of the tunnel, and from the first snap, it's like they just weren't in it. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think they're going to be ready to play. I think they're going to be psyched and emotionally ready to play in these games. And the other thing that players have to do is when the ball is thrown to you and you get both of your hands on the ball, you got to catch it. I mean, you're paid millions and millions of dollars to catch the ball. So you got to catch it. And that's nothing more than concentration. And there have been too many drop passes in the past on key plays that have really hurt the Saints. Also, penalties have really hurt the Saints. So let's hope this Saints team is a lot more disciplined under Coach Moore. So anyway, it's going to be fun to talk about that as we get closer to the weekend. So we were talking last hour about President Trump. He said it today. He talked specifically about sending National Guard troops to New Orleans. Do you think that's a good idea? Would you like to see the National Guard come to New Orleans and help patrol the streets of New Orleans and help fight crime? And President Trump says if he sends the National Guard here within 2 weeks, of course, that's his favorite duration of time, 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, the crime problem is going to be solved. Now, I can't help but remember, you know, day one, I'm going to do this. Day one, I'm going to do this. And those things didn't just work out. So is he really going to end the crime problem in 2 weeks? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Federal City. And Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hey, man. I agree with you, what you were saying about sending military here. If they would take the money instead of wasting it on sending the military here, if they would upgrade the police department, for instance, give the money to the police department where you can up the salary of the police. They'd be able to hire new police, and they're going to be here longer than 2 weeks. Because if the military is here for 2 weeks, what happens after 2 weeks? Crime is going to come back. But if you hire new police with a decent salary, which would be able to get new police, yeah, they'll be here forever. The next thing is, Trump did know which governor, which red state to pick. Because our governor will do anything Trump says. If Trump said jump, he's going to ask him how high.
Oh, yeah.
Now, governor also feel comfortable that he is going to be reelected no matter what he's going to do here. So Trump did pick Louisiana, the only red state he picked that, and that's because our governor, which is just a mouthpiece for Trump. And that's what I have to say.
Well, you said plenty, Bob. Glad you called. Look, our governor, Jeff Landry, wants to be part of Trump. I mean, I think if he had a chance, I think he would spoon Donald Trump if he could. But that's, you know, again, that's just my opinion. He loves Donald Trump. He's been screaming, hey, look at me. I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Mr. President, I'm right here. Look at me. He wants to be part of the Trump administration more than anything. And I believe if he gets the chance, he will turn his back on our state right away. Now, look, I mean, if he gets a better job, you know, who can blame him? But let's just understand that while he's governor, he's using this opportunity to position himself to get the attention of the Trump administration. Is he doing what's in the best interest of the state? I don't think so. You know, some of the things like the Ten Commandments in the classroom, that's designed to get Trump's attention. That's costing the state money in terms of court battles. It's already been decided by the Supreme Court that that's unconstitutional. But Landry doesn't care about that, and he knows that Trump doesn't always care about the Constitution. So he's desperately trying to get Trump's attention. I think he's using his position as governor and not always acting in the best interest of the state. I think he's acting in the best interest of himself. And he reminds me of Bobby Jindal. He is using the position as governor to look at bigger things. Jeff Landry is in no way a possible candidate for president, but he just wants to be. He so respects and admires President Trump that he wants to be closer to President Trump. So again, we'll see what happens. Let's go to Raphael. Raphael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. Yes. Hey. I'd like to say, well, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I do know there's a problem here. Like at leaving City Hall, I almost stepped on syringes. There were piles of syringes. I've posted that on Facebook. I know there's a problem, but I'm concerned because as soon as I saw his pick of J.D. Vance, who had Palantir ties. And you know, in New Orleans, we turned Palantir away. It was like the predictive policing company. It was very controversial, but I knew as soon as J.D. Vance was going to come in that Palantir was going to come into our country. And my concern is that, you know, if you look at China and what's going on there with facial recognition, everything is centralized. You post something the government doesn't like, you get bad social credit scores. With Palantir, you have this fusion, and the excuse right now is immigration and ICE. It's the backbone of ICE, you know, tracking immigrants all throughout stores, their contacts, even genealogies. And this is like, first it's the excuse is immigrants, and then it's coming for us. So it's very invasive technology. We're following the trend of China. And this, to me, is just an excuse to start rolling this out. Once this rolls out, you can't roll it back in.
Yeah, I think it's kind of scary. I think there's aspects of it that are very scary.
Yeah.
And I don't think MAGA supporters understand how there are a lot of MAGA supporters who can't separate themselves from their allegiance to President Trump. And so they don't see the big picture, and they don't understand how dangerous this could be for them. And a lot of people who voted for Trump have been hurt since Trump became president.
And he has lost a lot of his support. Maybe not everybody, the diehard loyalists who make a god out of him. But a lot of people are waking up to, wait a minute, this is not what we signed up for.
Yeah, I've heard a number of people say that. Raphael, I appreciate the call. Again, if there's a conversation to be had for sending the National Guard into a city like New Orleans, then let's have the conversation. But let's not just do it because it is the intimidation instinct of the President of the United States. Let's not do it as part of this concept of a federal police force that is at the whim of the president, that would be a federal police force around the country that would supersede local police. I mean, this is like a police state. If that happens, that would be really, really scary. And under the president, they might not care about the Constitution. And President Trump and his sycophants have said many times that, you know, they don't really seem to care about, they've said things that show that they don't care about the Constitution. And one of the things that is so precious in this country is that we have rights. I mean, even if we commit a crime, we have rights. And if we don't commit a crime, we have rights. If there's a federal police force and the president doesn't like you for some reason, and don't think that you're immune from this, nobody should think that. The president doesn't like you, he could have you arrested with this federal police force and ask questions later. That's really scary. He could arrest your kids and ask questions later. And that's just not right. That is against our Constitution. It is against one of the great rights and protections that we have in this country. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up. And also, Ian is in the studio with us, and we'll get to some of your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. What is today? What is today's date? All right, we got a different, obviously a different cue time here. I don't know what happened here. Anyway, we don't have to worry about it. The song starts out at some point. It's the 3rd of September. Somehow the wrong song, wrong cue time got up there or something, so I apologize. Because, you know, I try to make this show flawless, but it's live. It's never been done before. It's always unrehearsed, as you can tell, because this is not the way it was supposed to go. But it's coming up. The date is coming up. And you remember that from this song. Right? At some point, it's going to tell us the date. I don't know what happened here. Oh, good Lord. This is turning out to be a bigger mistake than I anticipated.
It's unbelievable that they used to make music that just did this.
Oh, yeah.
For the first 2 minutes of the track.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, there it
thank
is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen at some point. Many of you remember this song. Yeah, this song goes on. You know, the Cure did long introductions for their songs as well. But a lot of bands did this. I mean, they go on for a minute or two with the introduction before they get to the lyrics. That doesn't happen today. The song by The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Obviously, that's a song about Mick Jagger. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on W.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WL. I don't think there was a lot of love on Jeffrey Epstein's private island. I don't think there was a lot of love in the plane. And I wonder how many of those young girls were forced to join the Mile High Club. One of the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's world said in an emotional plea in Washington, D.C. yesterday that the documents need to be released. She said it would help her begin to heal from the trauma that she experienced and the years of abuse. I know many of you would say, well, why don't they just leave? You know, I've never been in that situation, and I'm not a female, but I have heard and read about many stories. And a lot of people who get involved in this kind of world, they feel like they can't get out. And it might be easy for you to say, well, you just leave. But there are a lot of people that feel trapped in the same way that there are a lot of women, a lot of wives are abused by their ignorant macho husbands, and they feel like they can't get out. They feel like they're stuck there. I don't know why people feel that way, but some people feel that way. I respect that. Another survivor said, quote, "We know the names. Many of us were abused by them." Republican, and I would say a very strong Trump supporter, Marjorie Taylor Greene, was standing right with the survivors as they spoke. One talked about being on a trip to Africa. And here's the big name. She was on a trip to Africa with former President Bill Clinton. If Bill Clinton was on that plane, if he was associated with Jeffrey Epstein, I wouldn't be surprised. Bill Clinton was a sex dog. And his many, many sexcapades involved more people than just Jennifer Flowers and Monica Lewinsky. He was indeed a sex dog. So it seems like he would love a guy like Jeffrey Epstein and what Jeffrey Epstein can provide for him, which is underage girls. I don't know for a fact that he's on the list, but I'm simply quoting from this survivor that Bill Clinton was on the plane and that Jeffrey Epstein consistently bragged about his close, very close relationship with Donald Trump. And we really shouldn't be surprised. And both parties in Congress are now working together to pressure the Trump administration to stop covering up information about the billionaire child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. The Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says that he's working on behalf of the survivors.
They were not only victims of unspeakable crimes, but were also betrayed by their own government, which failed to deliver justice and accountability. The House Oversight Committee is committed to providing transparency and accountability for these brave survivors and for the American people.
And a Democrat, Ko Khanna, and a Republican, Thomas Massie, held a press conference this morning with some of the survivors of Epstein's abuse, calling for a passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. And here is someone talking about the accountability that protects the vulnerability, the vulnerable, and a set of standards of justice. I mean, there needs to be accountability here. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about protecting the vulnerable people involved and a set of standards that should be justice for all of us.
I want to help create a world where survivors of sexual abuse and abuse of power can come forward safely. And I ask Congress to join me in that effort, not only by passing this bill, but by ensuring that those who step forward have legal support to face their abusers and see justice done. If this Congress is serious about justice, then let this moment also affirm your commitment to provide victims with the legal aid they need to confront abusers, to navigate complex systems, and to reclaim their power. It requires the Department of Justice release all the records related to Epstein and Maxwell investigations, flight logs, immunity deals, internal communications, and even the records surrounding Epstein's detention and death. And crucially, it forbids withholding documents simply because of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity.
And why is there video missing from the jailhouse where Jeffrey Epstein allegedly committed suicide? Why is that video missing? I don't think he committed suicide at all. I think he was killed. Or he was aided in committing suicide. I don't know what happened, but I don't think he did it on his own. One of the people who survived it, one of the people who was one of those underage girls, Marina Lacerda, says the U.S. government will not escape accountability of past wrongs.
It's so hard to begin to heal knowing that there are people out there who know more about my abuse than I do. The worst part is that the government is still in possession right now of the documents. Our government could have saved so many women, but Jeffrey Epstein was too important and those women didn't matter. Why? Well, we matter now. We are here today and we are speaking and we are not going to stop speaking.
I'm so glad they're speaking out. And I think they're going to mention more names and they better be protected. Nothing better happen to any of these people because there are rich, powerful men who do this. Rich, powerful men know they were there. They're old, hairy, disgusting bodies with these underage girls. How disgusting. How repulsive. Another girl who was underage at the time, Courtney Wilde, says, It is the bravery and determination of these women that cracked the case to open it up in the first place.
The only reason anyone ever found out that the government had already given Jeffrey Epstein immunity through the non-prosecution agreement was because our lawsuit forced the government to tell us. Otherwise, nobody would even know that today.
And remember, survivor Lisa Phillips said, quote, "We know the names." I think more names are going to come out. Bill Clinton's name has come out. I think more names are going to come out. I don't know if Donald Trump's on that list, but he was a guy who was into sex. He was into being promiscuous. And at a time in his life, that was appropriate. He was a designated playboy. It was appropriate. It wasn't appropriate when he was married. And I think it takes a lot. It takes a lot for somebody to be in an intimate situation, having sex with a porn star while his wife is pregnant with his child. That takes a certain type of human being who's capable of doing that. So I don't know what the other names are, but I think that the Biden administration, and I think now the Trump administration, if Donald Trump is not on the list, I think that they are doing what they can to protect some of the people on the list. And make no mistake about it, rich, powerful people are on this list. And man, those men who did this know that this news is coming out. And they have got to be, you know, whatting in their pants. Because many of them married at the time, many of them probably high-ranking executives, wealthy people, powerful people, who got away with it up to this point. And to me, this is the beginning of really cracking down on sex trafficking. Because it is these rich, powerful men who create the market for sex traffickers. And as I have said on this show for years, let's continue to go after the sex traffickers. But let's also go after the men who create the market, the men who have sex with these girls. And there are so many people who actually protect the men who have had sex with underage girls and do it on a regular basis. They protect them. There are people who protect them. So they want to go after the sex traffickers only. No, let's go after them, but let's go after the men who created the market for this. If there were not men who wanted to do this, this market would not happen. There would be no sex trafficking. But there is. And it is disgusting. I don't know if these files are ever going to be released, but I think more names are going to come out. And the names are coming from the survivors. Those girls who were on the plane. Those girls who were on the island. Those planes who were in the bed with much, much older men taking advantage of underage girls for money. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I know many of you think that I'm very, very open, and I am very open, and I am by far not a prude, and I tolerate a lot of things. But boy, there are just a few things that I cannot tolerate and will never tolerate. And one of those things is taking advantage of underage girls. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Might I remind you, it's a short work week because of the Labor Day holiday weekend. It's Wednesday already, and we are halfway to the weekend. Saints play this weekend. LSU plays Louisiana Tech. Now, you know what can happen. You know what I'm about to say. It can happen where a team has a massive, massive letdown. However, that's not going to happen this weekend. LSU should dominate Louisiana Tech. I mean, as I said yesterday, I don't even like these powerful college teams playing teams that are just not even in the same category. You know, like when a powerful team plays Toledo. And look, and I know anything can happen, but it barely ever happens. And, you know, I mean, that's like a scrimmage for the team. But again, I mean, Louisiana Tech, you know, they're going to have a lot of pride, and they're going to go to Baton Rouge to give LSU a hell of a game. But I just don't see LSU having a letdown after that incredible victory. And if Brian Kelly is any kind of college football coach, he will hold that confidence with the team. He's going to keep that confidence, and they're going to do well. So, again, that's not a game we need to worry about this weekend. So, really, this is the new era of the Saints, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you are as well. We'll be talking more about this as time goes on. Let's go to San Francisco. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Scoot. Yeah, welcome to San Francisco. Yeah, we got a sunny day out here.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah, I was interested in the Epstein thing, but during the break, I was checking the news, and I don't know if you've got a topic for tomorrow, but apparently Trump just allowed slaughterhouse juices to get into the water stream. So they can now, all of the slaughterhouses up the Mississippi from you are going to be coming your way. And so that's one of the quick releases. All right,
but how did Trump allow that to happen?
Well, the headline, let's see, it says he's gotten rid of the regulations about slaughterhouse discharges. EPA halts rulemaking to reduce water pollution from slaughterhouses, leaving tens of millions of Americans at risk.
Well, you know,
since New Orleans, yeah, you've got the Missouri, the Mississippi, and the Ohio River to think about. Yeah.
There are a lot of people who don't like regulations, but there are a lot of regulations in place that do protect us. And, you know, for those of us who love to swim in the Mississippi River, you know, this is not good news. I'm joking about swimming in the Mississippi.
Sure. You've got Cancer Alley up the stream from you. Hey, well, regarding Epstein, I watched that press conference, and it was pretty incredible. And there were a number of people that were in there that were kind of on opposite sides, and they still agreed to release the data. And one of them, after the one who was sort of the procuress, she for 2 years was trying to bring new girls in to Epstein. And so everybody's been kind of furious at her. And she mentioned that how many death threats she would get. And then they all got into discussions about these death threats are to everybody. Anybody that's a witness to Epstein is getting death threats. And it would seem to me that, whether it's the local DAs or whether or not it's can we trust the federal government to protect these witnesses? If Donald Trump orders the FBI, you remember about 2 weeks ago, it was disclosed that 1,000 FBI agents were told to cull through and pull Donald Trump's name out of the files. And if you know about FBI agents, many of them have got law degrees. And they can't even get into the FBI unless they have a law degree. And if Donald Trump is going to basically tell them to suborn witnesses or to destroy evidence, that would pretty much set those FBI agents up for losing their bar licenses. And so if he's going to do that to 1,000 FBI agents, what's he going to tell them about protecting these victims of Epstein from death threats?
Yeah.
And protect them?
David, I think this speaks to the power that some of these men have. And it just it reminds us that there are powerful men who are seemed to be totally credible in our society as the men who had sex with underage girls. Bill Gates's name has been mentioned. I mean, he's kind of a sexaholic guy from what we have learned. Who knows who's on this list? But we know that it's powerful people because a lot of people are scared. I think President Biden was scared. President Trump may be scared. President Trump may be scared because I don't know. Is he on the? I don't know if he's on the list, and I've never said that he was on the list. But he was really close friends with Jeffrey Epstein, and if you're really close friends with, I'll mention it this way: if you're really close friends with a guy who owns a taco stand, chances are you like tacos. You're not going to be close friends with somebody if what they do is totally against everything that you believe. Former Vice President Michael Pence would never have been friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump was apparently, and he was in a lot of pictures over the years with Jeffrey Epstein, indicating that, it's not unbelievable that he was good friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Why? Did they have something in common? Well, that's the speculation. But even if Trump's name is not on this list, even if Trump was not involved, there were a lot of powerful people involved in this. And I think America would be shocked to know who was involved in this. And one of the survivors today mentioned the name of Bill Clinton. And to me, it kind of fits, doesn't it? I don't know if he's on the list. Don't know. But one of the victims said, one of the survivors said, he is. On this day in 1977, this was the number one song in America. I actually remember playing this song when it was first released as a hit. Yeah, that's how old I am. I don't care. I'm having a blast. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1970, while performing this song at a pop festival in Italy, Arthur Brown, the singer, he got arrested for lighting his helmet on fire while he was singing this song, Fire, but there was more to it than that. He stripped down naked during the performance. He spent 4 days in solitary confinement before being released. You got more rights in America, but I don't even think you could get away with that in America. All right, coming up, we'll talk about a guest that Tucker Carlson had on his show, and both of them agreed that Satan is in control of much of Hollywood. Do you think that's possible? What are some of the signs that Satan might be in control of Hollywood? We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.